Blog Talk Radio.
All that we see, the old redeemers, this is Nurse Hatchet. You are listening to the Wolf Pack.
You are listening to Full Spectrum Horror.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Ladies and gentlemen, what you're about to experience may be the most exciting night of your life. Your seat will start rumbling. Your heart will start to pound. But don't be alarmed. Ladies and gentlemen, this is what you came here for. The party starts now. Ladies and gentlemen, coming at you loud, live, and direct from the darkest depths of your imagination. Welcome.
We take you to the Hotel Martinet in Brooklyn, where Bobby Millette and his orchestra are offering a program of dance music.
You're Satan, aren't you?
Boy, I could never sit through this without a couple of beers, you know?
And now, ladies and gentlemen, introducing the seventh member of the Village People.
The horror sex symbol, Christopher Hyland.
He's not just dancing. He's firming his thighs and tightening his buttock.
Oh, man, this is so bad.
I mean, women just, you know, they just, they gravitate towards me. I mean, I don't understand. I think I have a certain kind of magnetism.
The king of splatterpunk, Eric Morse.
A sad, strange little man, and you have my pity.
And now, on with the show.
Radio has changed our lives and possibly saved our lives.
On its skin. Else gets the hose again.
smoke weed every day.
All right, all right, all right. You're gonna learn today.
Everybody, this is William Patterson, a.k.a. Eric Morris, King of Splatterpunk, right here.
You're not Sydney Greenstreet?
No, Mr. Highland, I am not.
Oh, I thought you were. I could have sworn you were.
Oh, okay. No.
Yes,
okay.
See, am I Peter Murray or not tonight? So, you be the judge. Well, as you know, this is full spectrum horror, and we have a lot to get to tonight. My brain can work correctly. I was just telling Eric before the show started that I think, but I could be wrong, that one of my neighbors might be smoking pot. Now, are they? Well, if you
smoke
are here,
weed every day.
You might be the better judge. You might be able to sniff it out. But, well, it's not happening. So, since we have a lot to get to, I will just jump right into it. Okay, news. Okay, I have four things. I'll just breeze right through them. Okay, Sean Patrick Flannery will be filming a werewolf movie starting next month. And this is called Howlers by writer-director John Ridgway. Ridgway. There, I said it correctly. Okay, it says the description is Blade meets Wyatt Earp in a small town, combining action, elements of action horror and camp in the tradition of John Carpenter. Okay. Oh, and there's the synopsis too. Howlers tells the story of a mysterious monster hunter from the Old West who returns from the grave to stop a bloodthirsty werewolf motorcycle gang from terrorizing a small town. Seems good.
Interesting.
Okay, the next one is a comic book called The Dark and Bloody. And it seems this is released on February 10th. This takes place in Kentucky. I'll just quickly read a synopsis. Iris Gentry is a war veteran who returned from Iraq to find his options for supporting his family limited. Since they live in a dry country, Iris has turned to running moonshine for his former ranking officer, meaning the men now share crimes at home and abroad. Let's see. There's a preview on comicmonsters.com, and preview looks good. Okay. And let's see, there's... Okay, the next one is about a miniseries about Rillington Place. And of course, if you remember, they made a movie called 10 Rillington Place, started Richard Attenborough. But they take that story and they're making a miniseries about it.
Interesting.
Now, do they say who's going to be in this? Nope. And, of course, they don't say when this is going to happen, but who knows? But look for that. Okay, and lastly, certainly not the least, Virginia Madsen is going to be in a dark horror comedy, kind of like kind of a dark comedic version of Home Alone. Let's see, Virginia Madsen is going to be in it, Patrick Warburton, whoever that is. And it's called Safe Neighborhood. And I'll just quickly read the synopsis. Set in a quiet American suburb on a snowy evening leading up to Christmas, Ashley, the regular babysitter for Deandra and Robert Lerner, has to defend their 12-year-old son, so this is played by Levi Miller, whoever the hell that is, from strangers breaking into their house, only to discover that this is far from a normal home invasion. Grab this, Home Alone meets Scream. Huh. Okay. That's interesting. For years, I've been saying, oh, they should make a horror comedy version of Home Alone. And here they go. That's what they did, or will do.
Nah.
Now, if they're going to actually do what I dreamed up in my head, probably not. I mean, what I thought up is tons of slapstick, but that's probably not going to happen, but who knows. Okay. So I have. How about you?
Alrighty. Well, you do recall what month this is, Mr. Highland, right?
Yes. February, the coldest month of the year.
Yes. Well, it is also Women in Horror Recognition Month. And after such a wonderful year last year, that the ladies did, they actually went away from doing self-promotion and actually started helping the people that they were be helping. I have been been really supporting them, and so far they've been doing fantastic this year for Women in Horror Recognition Month. This year, so I want to put out a big shout out and a big clap to the Women in Horror Recognition Month. Cool. Also, Mr. Highland, you're gonna like this.
What?
One of my Facebook friends earlier today mentioned the fact that she wanted me to help promote a film that a friend of hers is doing. And so the thing is that this film's going to be coming out in the festival circuit pretty soon. And what it's called is it's called The Chair. And it's based on the Alterna Comics graphic novel of the same name. And this film is directed by director Chad Farron, who we've had actually on the show before. Very good director. And the film stars Bill Oberst Jr., Zach Galligan, and it has a performance by Roddy Piper in it.
Oh.
And the tagline on it is Death Row, the only monster is man. So, you know, check it out. Give the Facebook page a like. It's facebook.com, The Chair Horror. And they have a website, thechairhorror.com. So definitely check that out and give it some horror love there, people, because, you know, let's support some good horror films here this year. Which, speaking of that, remember, Mr. Highland, we were talking before the show about actor Elijah Wood.
Yes.
Well, you know, the actor who is most famous for, you know, playing Frodo Baggins, and of course, you know, what was it? Was it last year or the year before that he played in the remake of Maniac?
I can't remember.
Yeah, I think it was last year. But anyways, Elijah is really heavy into horror and the horror community. And the thing is that in a recent interview with the Huffington Post, he was talking about what he feels is wrong with American horror and why American horror has been taking such a backseat to European and Asian horror. So the thing is that what he said is that we have been so busy looking back in regard to horror. You know, we're stuck in the 80s, and we're stuck with those outmoded, quote-unquote, rules that were put up by Wes Craven and, you know, Scream, you know, the ones about the virgins and about the mask-wearing serial killers and stuff and all that, that, you know, our films have lost quite a bit. And what Elijah wants to do is he's putting it out there to American horror filmmakers and saying, grow up. He's saying the thing is that the last 10 years, we have not really seen any real progress.
That's
in
true.
Regard to American horror films. You know, we've seen a lot of progress in Asian and European horror films. I mean, we've seen some of the most, disturbing horror films coming out of all these countries. You know, I mean, shoot, I just watched the American remake of Martyrs a few days ago, and oh my fucking God. This was the most toned-down piece of shit I've ever seen in my fucking life. I hated it. Yeah, because American horror filmmakers are letting us down. You know, I mean, one of our best horror film directors is just coming back, and that is James Wan. Yes, everyone screams at him about the fact that he does PG-13 horror films and that he doesn't put a lot of gore in it, but what he does put in is he puts in scares. He puts in good character development. He puts in good screenwriting. And that's what we need in horror. And the thing is, that in the interview, Elijah, and I fully agree with this because I've been bitching about this for the last 5 years, that our goal in the horror community and horror films should be to get a horror film nominated for an Academy Award. I mean, what was the last horror film, do you remember, Mr. Highland, that was nominated for an Academy Award?
nominated.
Last horror film that was nominated for an Academy Award was It Lies Beneath with Harrison Ford and Michelle Pfeiffer.
I didn't see
it. Before that was Seven. But the thing is that they don't consider either one of those films horror films. They consider them thrillers. Because what they do is anything that is gets, you know, into the Academy Awards and that, it can't be a horror film. Oh, no, it has to be a thriller because we can't have a horror film do it. No, we need to have a horror film get in there and shut these people up and give us some pride.
Yes, I know, but the film that comes to mind that is Oscar-worthy is The Fly, but you have to understand not only at the time, but at any given time, the mentality of the people on the Oscar board, on the Academy board.
I know what we're talking about. But the thing is that if you make a film that has such good performances and that and just really hits the audience and hits the industry and basically opens the industry's eyes, you'll get that recognition and it'll bring horror back up. Because right now, you know, I mean, we're horror is making a renaissance now. We're getting better films now. But the thing is that it's slow. It's going to be a slow process.
Oh, that's for sure.
In the entertainment industry, we are still a joke, people. So we need to get to work. You know, stop drinking, stop playing around at conventions, fucking get to work and make some good damn films.
Yes.
That's what I'm thinking. Anyways, you know, that was my rant, and as I said, I fully agree with Mr. Elijah Woods on that. So anyways, Mr. Island, let's get to the reviews. Or would you rather?
Smoke weed every day.
Okay. Okay, I watched three movies for this. And the first one is Nomads. This is John McTiernan's first movie, and it stars Pierce Brosnan. I was surprised to learn this was his first movie where he has the lead. So this is his first starring role. I know he was in movies before, but he had bit parts, but this was his first major role in a movie.
Yeah,
and he plays an archaeologist.
What was funny is that he did it with a beard and a gut.
Oh, not really much of a gut. I didn't notice that.
Yeah. Well, but it was a beard and a gut anyway.
So he plays an archaeologist, most of the story is told in flashbacks where he's taking pictures and he's following this group around after he moves into this house in California. But the movie starts out with him being brought into this hospital and he ends up dying. And this nurse tries to find out what happened to him. So in the flashbacks, he's following this group of punk rockers around, and you find out they're a nomadic tribe, and one of them is played by what's her name?
Well, I know one of them's Adam Ant.
I can't remember what her name is. Damn, she was the principal in Rock and Roll High School. Come on, you know her.
Don't know her, but I do remember The actress, I just don't remember her name. But Adam Hatch is the leader of the group.
Yes. So he's following them around, taking pictures. When he develops the pictures, there's nothing there. And he comes to realize that they're not people, they're spirits. And so they attack him, and after after he dies, the nurse comes into contact with the archaeologist's wife, and then they get attacked, and then they're fleeing their house, and then they see someone following them on a motorcycle, and then they see that it's the dead archaeologist. He's become one of them. And I remember seeing this the front of the picture for the video many years ago when I first encountered Blockbuster. And the front of the picture, you expect a scary movie. And that's what I was expecting before I started watching this, and I didn't get that. They didn't deliver the goods. Mm. I'm thinking, okay, it's not really a scary movie. What gives?
Space Pirate says it's Mary Warnov.
Yes, that's who it is.
Anyway, a little bit of other trivia there, Mr. Hyland, that you'll love, is the fact that Nomads the movie also was from a book by Chelsea Quinn Yarborough.
Oh.
And it's a very hard book to find, but I have a copy of it.
Oh, is the book any different from the movie or what?
No, it's not. But it goes into it a lot more.
Hmm.
Now you've got something to look for.
Yes.
Okay, so how many howls?
Out of 5 or out of 10, what? I can't remember.
Huh?
What's the scale? Is it out of 5 or out of 10?
5.
5, okay. 2.
Okay.
Okay, my next movie is called Venom. It's from 1981. It stars Klaus Kinski and I can't remember the other actor's name. Oliver Reed. Thank God I can remember that. And of course, by the title, it's about a snake. And of course, it was reminding me about a movie I haven't seen. Of course, Snakes on a Plane. And it's kind of similar. There's a snake that gets delivered to this boy's flat by mistake. Instead of a garden snake, he gets a black mamba. And in the midst of this, he gets kidnapped for ransom. And Klaus Kinski and Oliver Reed are the kidnappers. And one by one, they get taken out by the snake. And a little trivia on this, Klaus Kinski decided to do this movie instead of Raiders of the Lost Ark because he thought this was the better movie. And, well, I mean, that was his opinion. He probably thought, well, if I do this movie, I'll get more screen time. Some of the overall the effects are okay with the snake handling. I mean, I could tell. I could be wrong, but it just seemed like there was puppetry involved with the snake. But maybe not. I mean, at one point, there was the point of view of the snake as it was attacking, and I was thinking, really? You're doing that?
Mm-hmm.
It was just goofy, but... And towards the end, you could tell that it wasn't a real snake. In some shots, you could tell that it was fake. But overall, it was a well enough done movie. I give this one a 3 out of 5.
Okay, cool.
Okay, the next one is called Retribution. This is from 1987. And the only actor or actress that's memorable by name is... I can't remember the... Oh, yeah, Suzanne Snyder. She's in that. She plays a prostitute. And it's about this guy who... tries to kill himself by throwing himself off the roof of a building, and somehow he survives. I don't know how, but he does. So he's in this hospital, and he's having these strange dreams, and later on you find out that he's possessed by this spirit of a guy who was murdered, and throughout the course of the movie, you see him, of course, from the title movie, you see him take retribution on this group of people who killed him. So one by one, you see him take them out in different ways, and there's various special effects involved. And it's not bad. I mean, some of the effects are kind of hokey, but it's okay. But the set effects were pretty good. So, for review, give it a 3.5 out of 5.
Cool. Alrighty,
so that's all I got.
Alrighty, so my one review that I is a 2015 film. It's a horror anthology called Southbound. It's just been released on DVD. It's 5 interlocking tales of terror that follow the fate of a group of weary travelers who confront their worst nightmares and darkest secrets over one long night on a desolate stretch of desert highway. Well, the thing is, I mean, it sounds, you know, that description sounds wonderful. The problem is that this film suffers the problem that a lot of the anthology films that came out in 2015 have suffered. And, you know, I'm sad to say that because 2015 was one of our biggest years for anthology films.
Oh.
Independent and stuff. Oh, yeah. You know, I mean, there was more anthology films. You know, it was crazy last year. But the thing is that the problem is that most of the anthology films, you know, for example, Tales of Halloween, the thing is that they lack a good wraparound story. So it's very disjointed the way that they handle the story. And the problem that I saw with a lot of these films was that they don't handle the stories even right. I mean, the stories turn out to be incredibly weak. They're weak on character. They're weak on plot line. And the week on, I mean, in this, we start out with these guys being chased by these things that look like Grim Reapers. And, you know, these things are skeleton-like things and floating on the desert and stuff. And they go to this cafe, well, this truck stop. And the thing is that, you know, you don't know what the hell's going on, but they're caught in a loop at this thing, and then the thing is, after that story comes out, there's this story about these four girls who are a traveling band, and they get stuck in the desert, and they're picked up by this couple that looks like they're out of the 1950s, taken to their house for dinner, and somehow two of the girls get brought into this kind of satanic cult type thing, and they're going after the other girl, and you know, these films don't respect material. They don't go any, they're disjointed as hell. I mean, there's even this one that ends, you know, it's got our friend Maria Olson in it, and she's just a disembodied voice, right, Mr. Hyland? And she's telling this guy how to help the girl from the traveling band story, because she gets hit by his car and she's all busted up and stuff, and they're telling him, you know, the voice on his phone's telling him how to intubate her and stuff, and tells him to cut open her side and stick his hand in and press her lung and shit. And this is how far the story goes. This is how much storytelling is in this. And then he just, you know, then it just ends and he leaves. And then they bring in Maria Olson, and she's in this story about monsters, but you don't know what type of monsters you're dealing with. And if they show it, the one guy, and he looks sort of like a werewolf, but none of the other monsters in the story look like werewolves. And It was horrid to me. As a writer, it grates on my nerves. And, you know, I later on saw reviews on it, and people were sitting there praising this thing about how good the performances were. Where were the good performances? I didn't see good performances. I'm sorry. You know, it looked like the same type of performances I've seen 100 times in these ones. Not as good, not as strong. I mean, I think the only real good actress was Maria Olson in it. And she had such a small part, it was ridiculous. I mean, it's no wonder she's walked out on horror. You know, she's a good actress, but she didn't get any parts. Or she got little tiny parts. But anyways, you know, this film is all the stuff of all the anthologies from last year that I absolutely hated. And honestly, I can only give it one howl, and that's only because I'm being mean. Honestly. So anyway, so that's my review on this one. I was very disappointed. It sounded good on paper, but in actual viewing, it didn't thrill me at all. So anyways, Mr. Hyland, that's my review. So
Got anything to say to the fans before we call it a day?
Yes, next episode we are going to do. We are going to discuss. Oh, what's that movie? The Incredible Shrinking.
Wait a minute.
The Incredible Melting Man. What?
Yeah, The Amazing Melting Man.
I thought it's The Incredible Melting Man.
Okay, Incredible Melting Man. Whatever. I know the film. I think a lot of people know it, but it's a, you know, go for it.
Yes, and this is a movie I've never seen before, but I've heard a little bit about. So, this is going to be quite a learning experience. And I'm going to be inviting a mystery guest onto the show to help us join in on the fun. So, if you're interested in having a good time and you don't want to know what's going to happen,
smoke weed every day.
Yes, that's right. Join us next time.
Yeah, have fun with the with your neighbors and the hemp smell. Oh my fucking god, that's terrible. Alrighty, and we will catch you later on. I might be actually doing an awakening of horror sometime within the next few weeks. I've got some possible guests and stuff, and we'll see what we come up with. But until then, this is William Patterson, a.k.a. Eric Morris, for the Wolfpack Presents, saying keep America strong. Watch horror films.